This is one of my favorite gospel encounters, Jesus and Bartimaeus, and it is so for a number of reasons. The first is that I think it describes so much our life of faith, our pathway to discipleship. Bartimaeus has a need. He cannot see. And he hears something about Jesus. He obviously had to know something about Jesus before this encounter. Maybe it was just curiosity. Maybe it was something deeper. Maybe he had heard of all the things that Jesus had been doing in other areas. But whatever it was, he had some introduction to Jesus. And once he understood what that introduction could mean, he called out. He so desperately wanted to get the attention of Jesus. And some people were shoo-shooing him and telling him to be quiet. And we can be tempted to do that with others too. Don't go that route, or don't believe that strongly, or you're overreacting, or whatever. But he was focused on Jesus. He was focused on his relationship with Jesus. And then Jesus asks him a very simple question. What do you want me to do for you? Now, he could have said any number of things, but the obvious is that he wants to see. Now, the word see, the verb to see, can mean sight, which is one way of thinking about it, and not an unimportant way. We use our sight all the time. But it can also refer to understanding, like, oh, I see. I get it. There's something here that I grasp. I suspect that Bartimaeus may very well have seen in both ways. By the recovery of his sight, he sees who it is that Jesus is in his life, that he is Lord and Savior. This pathway is an important one for us. And each day, I believe, Jesus asks us, what do you want me to do for you? May we be like Bartimaeus, seeking clear sight, tremendous vision, and deep understanding.